While the church form is evolving, so is the overall organization of the monastery. In the 9th century, cities were not growing, but monasteries became significant urban centers, or substitutes for urban and cultural centers. At the plan of the Monastery of St. Gall, we see the perfectly planned monastery. This is the ideal layout. It was never completed, but the basic components reflect the functions of the many monasteries that did exist. The focal point of the plan is, of course, the church. Here we see a large double-apse church with twin-turreted westwork. A square cloister to the south is surrounded by arcaded porticos. The cloister is typically an open courtyard with a covered colonnade and is a place of seclusion and meditation. Also in the complex, we see a house for the abbot, who is the intermediary between the monks and the world, a school for the laity, a guest house for visitors, a hostel for pilgrims and servants, a hospital, a cemetery, workplaces for artisans and craftsmen, and secondary support structures. This ambitious plan reflects an ideal that blessed life is possible only in an ordered world. Here, architecture is the medium through which this is achieved, and it is the utopian image of a small city.